Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am your host. I'm Karen Eden, and I am on assignment to make a difference in this world with the ability that God has given me. And I'm glad you can join me back in again. I've got a pretty interesting topic today. It has to do with taking your spiritual journey. Somewhere in life, everybody's going to have to meet that crossroads and take a spiritual journey. Inevitably, we have a balance. We call this in martial arts the body-mind-spirit balance or body-mind-spirit connection, where it's kind of a philosophical achievement if you train in martial arts long enough. Of course, your body is going to be trained as you continue to train in your studies. The mind is trained with, you know, you could just scroll in Facebook. You're going to cause your mind to be active, but obviously through education and things of that nature. Spirit is the other leg of the balanced triangle, but very few people talk about it, and even less few people try to understand it. But it's very important you understand that you do have a soul, and you have a spirit that is going to be on a spiritual journey, whether you like it or not. Somewhere this will be an encounter for you. I make no bones about what my spiritual journey is. If you know me, you know what I think. For me, there is just Christ. I don't mix, I don't interface stuff, you know. So far, you know, I think I've met Budo Catholics and a couple of Christian Wiccans. Yeah, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just telling you, for me and my calling, I'm very adamant that it's just Christ with me. So anyway, when you're on your spiritual journey and that point that you culminate to that point in your life, you have to understand a couple of things. It's going to take commitment. First of all, you know, if you work out in any capacity, you understand commitment. And so many people will be committed to the martial arts training or to going to the gym or to sticking to that diet to lose some weight. That's commitment. You know, people are committed to go to college, to go to show up to class to get that degree, or people are committed to go to their job so they get paid. We all understand commitment. But what you may not understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that you have to be committed to have a spiritual journey, just the same. It's just as much commitment, if not more. It's just like going to the gym or just like going to your job. On a daily basis, you have to seek it out. You have to have an understanding and a reasoning. That is very important, especially in Christianity. A lot of people think that, you know, your spiritual journey culminates around going to a particular church. I'm not knocking going to church, but I am telling you that's a very small part of the journey. Being able to have a spiritual reasoning and understand what church you're going to, why you chose it, why you're going there, and to make it more than a social club on a particular weekend, a Sunday, you know, these are things that are very important because your spiritual journey is what's going to get you to your goal in life, your achievement, why you're here on this planet. And you have to seek out more than just sitting in a pew once a week. There has to be a depth to what you understand. And that's what I'm talking about today. The next understanding when it comes to a spiritual journey is that you have to have discipline. Here's the final irony. You can't have discipline without being committed, but you can't be committed without having discipline. These two aspects are probably the most important parts of your journey. You will become a stronger and a smarter person if you take commitment and discipline with you on your spiritual journey. Everything in life that is worth achieving requires commitment and discipline. Your spiritual walk is no different. So when it comes to spiritual things, you have to understand a couple things. The spirit realm, for lack of a better way of putting it, I say, is very inside out and upside down. Now, in the teachings of Jesus Christ, you'll notice that when he talks about the kingdom of heaven, it's almost like things get done through the back door. The spirit realm is big, large, and vast. It's so much bigger than the physical realm of which you're at right now listening to me with the physical things around you. The spirit realm, you multiply that by 1,000, and you'll maybe just be getting started on the spirit realm. to be able to elevate yourself into the spirit realm is a whole new way of living, a whole new ball game. In martial arts, when we talk about those of us who have been very committed to martial arts, we talk about how it's a way of life. It's not just showing up to class anymore once you become a martial artist, because it is a way that you carry yourself and a way that you hold yourself publicly. And a certain amount of respect and dignity and honor goes with the saying of being a martial artist. Or let's just say it should. Yeah, I don't know if it does for everybody, but traditionally it should. You know, the spirit realm also will cause you to think and look and hear things in a very different way. Once you get into that realm, your life will change. You'll never look at things the same again. Inside out and upside down, getting things done through the back door. You have to understand that the way the spirit realm operates is totally different than the way the physical realm operates. In the physical realm, A plus B equals C. I go to job, I work 40 hours a week, therefore I'm going to get a paycheck to reflect that. That's not how it works in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, there's a sense of letting go, which is called faith. Faith meaning believing in things even before you can see them or can conceive them even. It's having an understanding that everything's going to work out okay, even if they don't appear to be so in the physical realm. That's the most simple version of faith that I can give you. Believing that everything is going to be okay, even though it may not seem like it, at the present time in the physical realm. Because in the spirit realm, everything is something. There's an answer to every problem. There's always a reasoning going on in the spirit realm. So that's why I say I can't live without my faith, because the world is too hard. It's too mean. It's too aggravating, agitating. It's too self-centered. I have to actually go into a spiritual realm where I have faith that my Lord and Savior is going to make everything okay, even though I may not feel like it is in the physical realm. Faith means you got to let go. Faith means that maybe you don't understand it, but you're not going to doubt it. That's faith. And you have to have the discipline to grasp that concept if you're going to be a spiritual person. In other words, you have to grasp the concept that somebody else out there is holding the wheel on your ride. There's somebody else that's the captain of the ship. That's hard for a lot of people to do, especially if they've been successful in their life and they've been successful on their own right. When you've accomplished those things, even the Bible says in the New Testament that you're going to have a hard time letting go and having faith. It's very difficult. There's a story in the Bible about a very rich man, had accomplished so many things, and that he walked away disappointed because basically he couldn't grasp the concept of letting go. You know, he was bragging, said, "I've done everything. I've helped everybody out. I'm a good person. So I know you want me to be your right-hand man, Jesus Christ." And Jesus Christ said, "Well, not exactly, buddy. you're going to have to let go of all your stuff. If you really want to seek spiritual things, you got to let go of the physical realm, the physicality of things." And it says he went away very, very disappointed. Jesus Christ said, you know, it's hard for people that have been very self-accomplished, that are very wealthy, to be able to grasp the concept of faith, to understand the things of the kingdom of heaven. If you read your Bible, it's not going to read like that, but I'm just telling you what's in there. That's so true. I've really discovered that to be very much the truth. But as far as achieving your goal, your reason for being on this planet, which has nothing to do with fame, fortune, or money, you can't do that without taking that spiritual journey. There's just no way. You have to have a knowing that you're here for a reason. And if you know more about why you're here, then it's going to make it a lot easier to stay committed to your spiritual journey. And that's a question that I've been asked as someone who is, a certified and ordained clinical pastor, which basically is a chaplain. I've been asked that question, why am I here? Why are we here? know, what kind of games being played? Is this some big game in the sky? You know, that God's playing with us. And that's a hard question to answer. And I don't claim to have all the answers. I can only refer back to what the teachings are in my manual, which is, as a Christian, that would be the Bible. But everybody is here for a reason. As long as you draw breath, I don't care if you have no arms or legs, can't walk, you know, whatever, disabled, mentally disabled, depressed. There is no reason for you to think that you are purposeless, that you are useless, if you are drawing air right now as you listen to me. Because God would take you out if you weren't supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here. You have to figure out what your abilities are and how you're supposed to use them to make a difference in this world. That's what you're supposed to do. So that is a journey that I know some 50-year-olds still cannot master. They still are not there. They're still trying to figure it out. They still got the struggle. It's very real. But the Spirit that I go by, the Holy Spirit, will give you the knowledge and the understanding if you seek it out. Because, see, if you seek it, you'll find it. Again, I'm referring to a lot of biblical sayings. If you seek it, you will find it, but you have to seek it first. So when you seek out spiritual things, you're going to find out why it is you're supposed to be here. That's part of your spiritual journey. Like, well, I don't hear God. I still don't get it. I've prayed and prayed and prayed. So many people feel like when they pray that it's just some prayer that's going out into outer space and God is so far away that surely God and all his glory would not be able to take time for the little person that you are. That, again, is a physical understanding that you got to let go of, because that's not truth. If you're here and you're drawing breath and you're seeking spiritual things, you're going to find spiritual things. It's not all good spiritual things, ladies and gentlemen. The spirit realm is not all good. I don't know if you know that or not, but you need to know that. There's good and evil in the spirit realm. And both are power sources. But, of course, the power source that I guarantee and promise you is good and will overcome evil is my Lord and Savior. But I am not going to try to, what's the word, prophesize or to force you to believe in anything you don't want to. I mean, that's your journey. I can tell you about my own story because this is my show. Okay. All right. Listen. Let's just not get overwhelmed. Let's just put one step in front of the other. That journey, guys, is going to be in darkness. In the sense that you don't know what's going on because you have to walk by faith. So you literally sometimes you don't know. You're putting one foot in front of the other and making sure you've got the crown in front of you. But there is a promise that the light will shine brighter than the dawning of a new day if you stay focused with discipline and commitment to do this journey that you have to do. All right, there's a couple other things that I want to let you know about the way that the spirit realm operates. I already discussed that it doesn't operate in conventional ways. The spirit realm also does not pay out in conventional ways. You're going to have to let go of the A plus B equals C. I go to work and I show up, I expect to have this kind of paycheck. Everything can be backwards in the spirit realm, and totally inside out and upside down. What you need to do is make your focus, your goal, and your reasoning of why you're here. Focus on that and move in that direction. The spiritual ism, the spiritual law is that you will be taken care of, that you will get everything and anything you may need or even want if you move in the direction of what you're supposed to be doing. A lot of people know that I started a martial arts organization through the Salvation Army about, well, going on 18 years now. I have my own federation. I do have affiliates still in the Salvation Army, but I personally have began to take this federation internationally. So I have affiliates all over the world, Zambia, Canada, Moldova, and God bless them all and pray for them because a lot of them are teaching and instructing, and this specific federation that I have come up with in very perilous situations, inner city areas, you know, street people, gang members, they're out there trying to do what I'm talking about, fulfill their spiritual journey by helping other people and by changing the way people think through martial arts instead of constantly handing out, here's another toy at Christmas, which is a whole nother show, which I'll do sometime. They're actually saying, listen, change the way you think. You're young. You can do this. Go out and make a difference. And that's part of their journey. That's part of my journey, which is why I started this 18 years ago. Never cared about the money. Never thought about the money. Don't think about money a whole lot, guys. I don't think about it a whole lot. I've made good money in my time, and I've made really crappy money in my time. So, money comes and goes. You got to be a good sport about it, right? As I said in Raging Bull. Okay. But listen, you have to change your focus, commitment, discipline, focus. You've got to focus on your purpose, not how you're going to get paid. If you focus on how you get paid, it'll never be enough. Trust me, it'll never be enough money. You'll never be able to compete against all the other people that you know are getting paid to do even less than what you're going to do. Don't worry about that. The spirit realm does not pay in conventional ways, but it makes a rule that you will get everything back tenfold if you're on purpose. I don't know why. I don't know why it is it happens that when you do good things happen to you. I don't know why. If people going on, my life is crap, nothing's going right, blah, blah, blah. First thing I do is keep it simple. Go do something good. Do a good deed because you're going to change your atmosphere. You're going to change the energy around you. Yes, when it rains, it does pour because evil will attract more evil. Evil spirits attract evil spirits to cause casualty and calamity in your life. Do something good, you're going to break that up because love conquers all. Love is the greatest, most powerful weapon in the universe. Love. And any spiritual journey has to take with them love. Because love is so powerful. And when you understand that that journey eventually is going to lead to an act of love, of you giving of yourself in some way, then you have arrived. But you got to get there. And there's a lot of discipline that goes with that understanding that I'm going to go be a giver and I'm going to show love to people and I'm not going to worry about how I'm going to get paid back. Because the law says I will get paid back 10 times more. It really does work. I don't know why. I have dissected that spiritualism, I call it. Why does that work? I mean, even the Bible says, my manual says, if you seek first the kingdom of God in doing the right thing, all the things you need and want are going to be added back to you. But you got to first seek the kingdom of God, which is spiritual things. I don't know exactly when it was I learned this lesson, but I'm going to say I was somewhere in my mid to late 20s because my life was getting really difficult. I mean, it is anyway, especially at that age, but I mean, I was getting hammered. Just so many things going wrong in every way. And I always say when things go wrong, it's going to be in one of three ways, two of those three ways, or all three of those three ways. It's going to be in finances, it's going to be in relationships, and it's going to be in health issues. And if you're getting hit in all three ways, let me tell you something. Somebody's knocking at your door saying, hey, wake up. It's time for you to take your spiritual journey. That's what that means. So I encounter people all the time who go through the attack, what I call the attacks of finances, relationships, and even health. And I tell them, it's time for you to start your journey. Get going. You're going to need commitment. You're going to need discipline. And you're going to eventually have to focus on what it is. And when you see that goal and that light shines brighter than the dawning of a new day, as they say, as the Bible says, you need to be very focused on reaching that goal. Don't worry about where the money's going to come from. Don't worry about how you're going to do it. Speak it. Put it out there. I know that God has gifted me in this way or in these ways. I'm going to take those gifts and I'm going to give them away. I'm going to give them back to Him. I'm going to stay committed to that goal. This, my friends, is what I'm talking about when I say putting one baby step in front of the other on your spiritual journey. It's not instant. It's going to consume some time. But when you showed up at the gym after you haven't been working out since 10th grade PE, it wasn't instant, was it? You had to go in there every day. You have to work at it. And there are days you don't feel like it. Right now we are in the dead of winter. And, you know, the New Year's resolutioners have already died off because it's been about a month. And you're seeing people who are going in and working out hard. I do. I'm actually getting ready to go right in the gym. You see this, and then you see people who have already quit, and they don't have the commitment because they don't have the discipline to stay committed, and they can't stay committed without the discipline. You have to be able to put your mind to it. This time of year, in the middle of winter, when it's cold, nobody wants to go out, and you know, you want to eat a lot. This is where a person will either put it into gear and start working out harder, or they're just going to let themselves go. And then, you know, 11, 12 months from now, they'll decide they want to do it again. And so that the cycle repeats. You think the physical realm is not aware of this cycle? Have you checked the ads? Do you see what they're rolling in commercials? All the gym equipment and the lose weight now and the diet pills and all the coupons for the good healthy food and the protein shakes. They're not stupid. They're capitalizing on a bunch of people who every year say they're going to do something and they're going to quit by Valentine's Day. Commitment and discipline. You go in to take care of your body. You got to go in to take care of your spiritual life as well. You have to put forth the time. You have to show up. You have to seek it if you want to find it. I certainly hope I've said something to you today. My goal, I've taken my spiritual journey long, 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 long time ago. Still on it. It never stops as long as you're breathing. But my goal really is to pass my knowledge forward, to try to make a difference in this world with the gifts that God gave me. I know I'm a very seasoned veteran communicator and, journalist, and I am martial artist, and I gave that over to my spiritual journey. I said, all right, these are things that I do really, really well. Father God in heaven, you take it and use it for whatever reason that I'm supposed to have these gifts to use it for. And my prayer is that is happening. And I hope that you will remember me in your prayers. I do go into a lot of tribal lands. I work with Native Americans. This is something that I spoke to make happen, and it happened because the spirit realm heard me. And it's not about me. Don't worry about money. I don't worry about how it's going to happen. I speak it, and I make it happen. This really does work because your mouth is so powerful. What you speak will happen. If you're speaking negative things, you're going to get negative results, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even have to be spiritual. That's just the power of the tongue to be able to speak in existence what you say and what you put out there. So if you have goals on your journey and you're starting to see them, you want them met, just go ahead and put them out there. Just speak them. Make them happen. This is a principle that is not old. This is a basic spiritual white belt principle, for lack of a better way to put it, to speak things to make them happen. You've got to speak good things if you want good things to happen in your life, my friends. Okay, so anyway, the prayers for that and for my Blood and Fire Federation all over the world, as instructors affiliated with me, are going out and going into the most desolate parts of the city to try to change the way these young people are thinking and get them off the streets and get them out of gang membership and, you know, help them to be able to make a better judgment call in life so that they can be self-supportive in the future. I also have four books out. I write two monthly karate magazine columns, for those who are familiar with my writings. Have for over 20 years now, and I'm very gracious and grateful to the editors and the producers who have believed in me in such a long time and have let me use their venue to try to make a difference in this world. I want to thank Jesse Bowen, martial arts grandmaster himself, for letting me have a radio blog on his amaaradio.com. And hopefully I haven't scared him away. Love you, brother. But, you know, he's on a journey too. In his spiritual journey, he has to get the information and he dispenses it. And somewhere along his journey, something out there said, hey, get Karen and put her on your radio program. Give her own radio blog. Put her on your radio blog programming. And that's amaaradio.com. So thank you very much, Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and for the support of a lot of people out there who read my blogs and my Facebook blog is the Eden Assignment. Please go and read my blogs and feel free to tune into my radio blogs, which will further explain a lot of what I'm writing about and talking about. Well, here we are. We were talking about New Year's, and, you know, we're already headed toward February right now because time is flying by. Time will fly you by. Time will pass you by. And all of a sudden, we are all going to be old people. I mean, at least in years. And as much as many of us feel like we must be about 25, 26 now, it feels like that's how the time has gone by. You know, it's tripled or doubled that in many cases, doubled, tripled, quadrupled. But here we are. And eventually, as we say in martial arts, your body's going to give out. You can't kick and punch like you did in your 20s. That's just life. Yes, sometimes your mind may even give out a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, your spirit is forever. Your spirit will be there when you're gone and crossed over. Your spirit makes impacts that will always remain something in the spirit realm. What you do spiritually on your journey is going to last forever. So let's make it count. God bless you. If you have any input, tell me, as long as it's good input, because I don't do good with criticism. Actually, I was in a business that was constant criticism. Funny story, you know, I worked for Fox News for many, many years, a couple different affiliates in a couple different major markets, and people are cruel. Used to call up and leave me voicemails after I got off the newscast and, you know, want to critique my outfit or my hair or whatever. Man, I don't miss that. So you got something good to say, you can let me know. I've had enough criticism for one person in my life, trust me, just by being in that business. But anyway, if you have any suggestions or you want to come on the show or you have something to talk about, I'm here. My goal is to try to help you. So obviously, if you have something that I can help you with, I want you to let me know, seriously. All right, guys, you have a wonderful week. Remember, don't be negative, only speak positive. We'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. God bless. Bye-bye.